If you attended David Nation's church in Medicine Lodge, Kansas, many would say the real sermon began when David's wife began the after-sermon lecture. The story of that fiery lady is brought to you by AgroLiquid, solid agronomics, balanced nutrition. It's who they've always been. AgroLiquid, same great company, just easier to say their name. Visit agroliquid.com.
Morton Buildings, the best in the construction business since 1903. If you're ready for a new farm storage facility, insulated workshop, hobby garage, horse barn, or custom home, Morton will provide the building you'll be proud to call your own. Contact us today during Building Value Days. It's the biggest sales event of the year. Don't miss the opportunity to get the best building at the best price. Find the building of your dreams at MortonBuildings.com.
It's no secret we're the best research liquid fertilizer on the market. It's no secret we produce more return on investment to the producer for every gallon applied. It's no secret that we provide all the nutrients a crop needs with unsurpassed application flexibility. It's no secret that we stand behind our products. It's no secret that our people are the best in the industry. It's no secret that we're environmentally responsible. What is a secret is why our products work better than all the rest. That's why there is only one AgroLiquid, and we like it that way. AgroLiquid.com.
David and Carrie Nation came to Medicine Lodge, Kansas in 1889. David was the minister of a local church here.
And her preacher, David Nation, was the Christian church minister. But when she decided that he was done, she would stand up and say, "That's all, David," and that would be the end of that. She was, of course, against tobacco and alcohol.
John Nixon shares the story from what once was Carrie Nation's hometown. It was here she began the push to abolish drinking alcohol in this country.
She eventually started a crusade. In 1900, she drove her buggy from here right to Kiowa, Kansas, and smashed a saloon down there.
It was just the beginning of many such visits to drinking establishments.
And that's how it got started. Then she smashed the Eaton Hotel in Wichita, which still stands, and then she went clear across the country and over to Europe as well with her crusade.
Soon her fame began to spread, often a literal one-woman wrecking crew.
She just developed a big disgust for it because of her family background. I think, you know, some of her family were alcoholics. But in later years, when she took off on her crusade, then her husband David, while he was here, sued her for divorce for deserting him, and he's buried right here in Medicine Lodge.
While her methods were bold and destructive, many backed her cause, and over a century later, people are still coming here to learn about her interesting life. More next time as we travel the countryside. In Medicine Lodge, Kansas, I'm Andrew McRae.